Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ram.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
Regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am the Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist here. And as your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life as you deem needed or necessary by using the tools that we will be presenting to help you overcome whatever struggles you're dealing with. Now, most of the time, we get our topics and topic suggestions from posts, memes, and just in general social media information. And we do that so that the information is both relevant, up to date, and practical in the approach for you to see how to apply it to your life daily. So today we're talking about value, knowing your value, assessing your value, and then implementing what you know into everything that you do. 1 second. Now, growth is in value. And see, the thing is, I believe, in my personal opinion, people have begun to assess value incorrectly or in a way that doesn't allow them to optimize off of real value. So we're going to talk about that. Determining value in things outside of self is often determined by valuing and seeing the value within yourself. Now, it's determined and it should be assessed by your self-worth, your self-value, because once you realize the value within, then you'll quit feeding into things that doesn't bring more value to you. And value begins to be different as you begin to grow and you begin to develop and you begin to have more, want more, and be more.
So your value becomes your time, your peace. Your value becomes the effort that you put into the things that you believe in. The value changes so significantly when you begin to obtain things that the things that you once deemed valuable will not even seem valuable anymore. And it's not that they're not actually valuable. It's just it has a different place in your life. It has a different threshold to you. So it's like before you get a car, even the first few months of having a brand new car or a used car really doesn't make a difference. You will be like, oh yeah, I'm getting this car, and you know the make, the model, you know what year you want, you know all these things. However, once you get the car and realize the maintenance that goes into the upkeep of the car, some people become discouraged. Some people don't realize that when you go and buy a $150,000 car, that now your oil changes are $1,500. Versus if you buy a $30,000 car, guess what? Your oil changes is $30. You know, it's like your oil changes are 10% of whatever the value of your car was originally. And most people don't realize that you need those often. Then if there's if you're buying or building a house or in a community that are building homes, you will encounter flat tires. You will encounter a lot of nails, screws, and other things. So if you get $2,000 rims with $2,000 tires, then guess what? Every time your tire go out, if it can't be fixed at the tire shop, then that's another $1,000 for, you know what I'm saying? What if it's $2,000 per tire? Then that's $2,000 to replace a tire. I'm not saying don't get what you think that you desire, but I'm saying the value of having it is much different. The upkeep, the making sure that you get exactly what you need, how you handle it becomes different because now you realize what the upkeep and the maintenance cost you financially because you're only looking at the financial basis of it. But when you get to the point to where you have it, you're over the initial excitement of it, and it's time to either obtain something else and to see why you're feeling like you need something else. It's like, you know, the honeymoon phase of purchasing a new car. Or if you buy a house, when you first get the house, well, normally there is a little bit of nervousness that comes with buying a home. There is a anxiety of sorts because you're making a big purchase, especially if you're financing the home. Now, if you can afford to pay the home like straight out cash, it might not be that type of anxiety, but still you're putting money into something that is outside of yourself. And yes, it is an investment. Every home purchase is an investment unless you're buying something that is going to depreciate in value. And rarely do homes depreciate in value. So when you possess the thing, when you actually get the thing, you get the enjoyment, you get the excitement. But depending on how big that home is and what it takes to keep it up, the bills, not only the actual bills, but also the knowing what the maintenance of the home is, how much it's going to take, how many hours it will take to keep that home as clean as you want to live. And when I say maintenance, I mean the grass. If you have a yard, if something breaks within your home, it's not like when you buy, when you rent a home and you can just call the management office and they're just going to come and fix it for you. If something breaks, you are responsible to be able to fix it yourself. Now, depending on your personal situation, none of these things may not affect you, may not bother you in the least bit. And I'm not saying it so that you be discouraged into getting a new car or getting a new home, but you do need to know the type of maintenance that goes into that thing before you go and get that thing. And then after you get it, enjoy it. And once you realize that you've obtained all of your goals, owning a home, buying a car, if you have kids, if you get married. Like, getting married is the initial hump of the foundation of the relationship. Now, let's foolish proof this. Getting married is not the only thing that makes a committed relationship, and it's not the only humping that you might do before, you know, that might not be the initial hump, in perspective wise. However, when you get married, that's the start. It's what you overcome through the period of being married that is the work part of marriage. Like, I won't say that no marriage is without trouble. I won't even say that no marriage doesn't grow through things, because there are some people that are so aligned in their purpose in their life that there is no struggle. There is no going back and forth. That man is able to lead, that woman is able to follow, and they are able to accomplish great things. Now, that does not mean that there is not heated discussions or disagreements or things that don't cause them to expand their knowledge and grow as a team. What I mean is that some people just flow naturally. Some people just, they are naturally bonded in a way that prevents the drama that most relationships are thought to have to happen or occur in order for that. But after you get over that honeymoon phase, and that honeymoon phase could last for the honeymoon, it could last 2-3 years, it could last, if it's right, the honeymoon phase can last a lifetime. But that's what we want to get you to, where in life in general, no matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you are getting yourself into, that you create a honeymoon phase of life. Like, life is a phase. You are going, this is the phase of life. But my honeymoon state is the state that I live in. It's not just something that comes by day and goes by night, or it's not. And that creating that honeymoon stage and that honeymoon lifestyle is a matter of finding the value within. After you obtain all these things, after you get all of these things, after you get what most people think is the American dream, then what? I remember purchasing my home, and I remember just like, okay, but now what do I do? But now what do I do? I had reached the level that I wanted to be at that time, financially. I had reached my goals as far as owning a home. I had sustained all of these things. The upkeep was simple. It's like a lot of things were flowing perfectly in my life, but the fulfillment of life then began to kick in, because I needed to find the value in who I was and what I brought to the table outside of my home, my finances, my car, you know, my children, outside of all of the things that are goals and things that you want to accomplish in life, and your hopes and your dreams that, you know, involve other people and things. Outside of that, it was time to figure out within what will fulfill me, because I can keep having kids just to have somebody to depend on me. I can keep getting things just so that I feel like I'm flossing and bossed up, just to show people that, you know, I got it. Or I can figure out what will make me feel whole on the inside, outside of the things that I can purchase, outside of, you know, the people that I can either have attached to me or attach myself to. I needed to help myself figure out how to develop the purpose within myself in such a way that it was fulfilling. And that's where my value came in. That's when I realized that peace was a greater value than being out looking like you're popping. I realized that understanding the value of my time and investing that into something that is purposeful is a lot more valuable than being with people that don't value the knowledge, the skill, the wit that I have, the personality that I, you know, that God has given me, that has developed through everything that I've gone through. And when I realized that the value that I was looking for, the fulfillment that I was looking for, couldn't be obtained by getting more stuff, couldn't be obtained by earning more money, it almost made all of those things lose value. So as you grow within, the things that you value on the outside of you begin to change, because you begin to even see people different. You begin to want people in your life that can offer you something, that can supplement and bring value to what you're working with, that can contribute to something in such a way that you know that you need them in your life and in your space. And I'm not saying that you have to be around people all the time. I'm often alone, but I'm alone in such a way that it gives me peace. I would rather be alone by myself in an environment where I can think free. I can not have to deal with judgment based on what other people think or what other people may experience or how they view life or how they've been trained to view life. It became a freeing thing to be in the presence of my own company versus tagging along, trying to find people or attaching myself to people that did not feed what I needed. And nobody can give me what I need outside of God and myself, because God lives within me. However, you also need to be around people that supplement your growth. You know, like, you can't say that you want to be a millionaire still hanging with poor-minded people, because value is much more deeper than a bank account number being, you know, 8, 9, 10, whatever many digits that you can imagine. Value is much more like, yeah, it's almost like when they say good credit, 800 credit score is more valuable than $1 million. Like, credit, the credit system that most people rely on for livelihood is this type of reliance that you have to have on within the God within you so that you can become the best you. Because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have any peace at home and you're not happy at home, then you really aren't even able to enjoy what you have, because you always have to be drunk. You always have to be extremely high. You always need all of these other things to make you feel good or make you feel real. But the goal should be to be at peace with yourself, to love yourself, to accept yourself, because once you love yourself and accept yourself, you will find value in things that actually bring your soul value and bring you value financially. You'll be investing in things that you believe in and not just working at a job to get you, you know, paid so you can eat and feed your children. Like, you know, you'll be able to invest into your children in such a way that they see new value in themselves, that they seek common goals, that they reach new goals and new heights, and they do things that the average, whatever age your children are, aren't doing and aren't seeing and aren't imagining. You know, like, think outside of the American dream fictional box, because my dream may not be your dream. And your dream may not be the next person's dream. And what makes the other person happy may not make the, you know, somebody else happy. So the goal is finding your own happiness, but it has to start within, or else you'll always be chasing things, stuff, clout, fame, money. There's nothing wrong with getting money, but to be chasing it, you'll lose yourself. There's nothing wrong with having fame, but if you're chasing fame, you will lose yourself. There is nothing wrong with doing your thing and having clout. Like, get your clout if you clout worthy. But if you're chasing clout, you will lose yourself. There is nothing wrong with knowing what you want in life and achieving your dreams. But if you're chasing somebody else's tradition, somebody else's dreams, somebody else's goals and hopes, you'll never have anything for yourself. The one thing I never want to be is somebody that everything that I consider my success is based off of somebody else completely. Like, if you didn't carry me, I want to know that I can stand on my own. I want to know that I can provide for my own, with my own, without nobody's help. I never want to be like, I got to do whatever somebody else say, because if I don't do what they say, I might not eat. You know, if I'm not, you know, they friend, or if I'm not in they life, then I'm not going to eat. And then sometimes some people do need temporary Band-Aids to help them heal, grow, and satisfy the euphoria that people need in their day-to-day lives. And this is and as I grow and I become older, I understand more and more why people sometimes say you don't know what they went through to get that. You don't know, you know, what they have going on in their life to be, you know, in that position. You don't know what they've lost to find happiness in some things. Like, sometimes, you know, you've lost so much, you can't help but to find happiness in helping others. You've been on your own so much, you can't help but to, you know, find happiness, or, you know, find, or not find it there, but for certain things to help you to enjoy life more. Like, it's some things I would never want to endure if that's the only way that success is going to come to me. It's some things that I never want to put my children through. It's some things that I never want my children to experience. It's some things that I never want to experience if something bad has to happen in order for me to grow and seek success and be successful. If it's a sacrifice between extreme success and going through extreme turmoil, I'm not going through turmoil simply to find or be successful based on somebody else's terms. I value my soul so much to where if I have to jump off a bridge in order to get $1 million, that $1 million is not for me. You know, like, everything isn't for me. Just because it has a value tag, a monetary value on it, does not mean that it's for me. What is the soul value? What is the purpose value? Where is it growing my life? How is it adding value to my life? And this type of value is the most subtle value, because you could literally dreamly happy, peaceful, content in your soul, content in your heart, have everything in life going for you. Have a house, you could have a car, you could have, you know, be building your dream and not look like it. And people will look at you and think, oh, they must not get no money, or they must not get this, or they ain't get that, because you're not showboating. But the true essence of value is that some people showboat, and in the inside, they don't see the value within themselves. They see the value in what do they do. They see the value in who's attached to them or how people need them. But they have to learn to see the value within themselves. And that's a subtle value that cannot be purchased. You know, some things can be learned. Some things can be taught. But some things cannot be purchased. Some things you're just born with. It. Some things you develop from how you grow your soul. but you have to be willing to face yourself, to grow yourself. You have to be willing to do more, to be more. Life is what you make it, but you got to make it one that's, you know, not you got to. You don't have to do anything. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever makes you happy. You could listen to this. You might not even get to the end of this. You know, like, but whatever makes you happy. But not just, I got to smile right now happy because you see me, I'm happy. But when I go home and it's time to lay down at night, I'm not crying myself to sleep because I don't feel like my life is complete. I'm not, you know, beating myself up or trying to kill myself because something physically is not manifested in my life. Like, you know, like, you have to be strong within you. You have to know that no matter what, you got you. You got to know that, you know, that you know how to depend on the God within yourself, so that you can trust any God that you believe in outside of yourself. Because God identifies with himself. He sees himself in the mirror. So if God is seeing you, he is seeing himself. But if you don't realize who you are, then you'll miss out. And I don't want you to miss out. Now, this is the type of value that I want you to grow from. The value of purpose. The value of peace. The value of love, the value of self-confidence. There is so much in life that you can have. There are so many things that you can possess. There are so many things that you can purchase if you're willing to work to purchase them. However, there is one thing that can never be purchased that stays forever, and it's the true peace and essence of loving yourself and having trust and belief in what you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, not because somebody told you to believe something, not because of anything, but this is what I know because my experience has taught me to believe this way. Because without experience, you're just going off of somebody else's knowledge that may not be true wisdom. Have a great day.
To believe it, when they don't believe in anything, we're gonna save some lives, and it's our time. We have been church in a while.
Like guys, Dr. In These Streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing.
If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking Freedom. Giving you the answer to be free. Be free. Be free. Because we're speaking freedom. And we're live online.
This is Speaking Freedom and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.